You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The Diocese of Chapecó in Brazil offered assurances of prayer and solidarity to the victims and relatives of the plane crash that killed at least 75 people early this morning in the city of La Unión near Medellín, Colombia. The charter plane was carrying the Brazilian soccer team Chapecoense to play the first leg of the Copa Sudamericana, the most important cup final in the history of the small team. A mass for the victims was scheduled to be celebrated at the Cathedral of Chapecó this afternoon. James Blears reports on the survivors of the tragedy and the ongoing search efforts in the rugged terrain.
The pilot of a charter plane carrying Chapecoense Real soccer team reported electrical faults as it approached Medellin and it crashed in a mountain range. Rescue teams, which are still searching the steep, debris-strewn remote terrain, which is almost 3,500 meters above sea level, initially reported 5 survivors, but another one has been found alive, which prompts hope of more. One of the survivors has since died. The club only reached Brazil's first division 2 years ago. The final of the Copa Sudamerica against Atlético Nacional of Medellín was the biggest of its entire history, but now this incredible achievement has transformed into utter tragedy. The federation has suspended all activity. Meanwhile, Brazil's president, Michel Temer, has declared 3 days of national mourning. An investigation's underway as to why this aircraft suffered electrical failures and fell out of the sky. For Vatican Radio, James Blears reporting.